remember your very first boyfriend or girlfriend? For some of us, that was a long time ago. There is this hypothesis, I'm not going to test it today, that you never forget your first love. You know, mine was in the second grade. And then I found out she liked my best friend too. Isn't that the way with us? One minute we say, oh, I love you. And then so often as we are growing up, we turn around, oh, I love you too. You know, and our hearts are all over the place and divided. We're that way with food. We're that way with sports. You know, we love a team, we hate a team. We love them next year, we hate them this year. You know, whatever it is, we are crazy with this idea of what's in our heart and our expression of love. The call to repentance is a call because that's the way we are. In our heart and with our kind of love, we are unreliable. We're kind of different that way than God. And that's the prophet's point. Why should we return to God? Why should we return to the Lord? It's because of who He is and His kind of love. We are compared in the prophet Hosea as the difference between the Lord, who is as sure as the sun is going to come up in the morning, right? You know? And as the rains come in the spring to water the earth, that's how certain God's love is. That's how certain God Himself is. And even better than that. But you and I, the wind blows us very easily. We've been this direction and that direction. And the way the prophet describes us, we're like the dew. We're there for a little bit, and then we evaporate. And there goes our love for Him. And sometimes there goes our love for one another. The theme for this night is return to the Lord who will raise you up. And coming back to God is because He is God. His truth does not change. His love does not fade. His focus on us does not waver. His attentive to our needs does not falter. God is almighty, all-merciful, all-loving, caring and compassionate. And yet, in that love comes discipline. And I think sometimes because of the way we measure love, that's part of the reason I think we're unreliable before the Lord. You know, it's almost like back in the days of school, you would pass notes. I'll tell you if I like you if you tell me if you like me first. You know. And then someone tells you they do like you. And then all of a sudden you go, well, I don't know. God tells us He cares about us. He likes us. He loves us. He created Adam and Eve. And on that, at the conclusion of that creation, He says, and it is good. And when sin came into the world, which God already knew would happen, He had a plan. As He desired none to be lost, He had a plan. His love did not waver when we turned away. It is constant. It is sure. But you and I, when we don't get our way, when God doesn't do what I want, when I want, the way I want it, have you ever gotten mad at God? Don't raise your hand. I'm not going to look anyway. Okay, think about it. Have you ever gotten mad at God? Has your heart ever just kind of taken a spiritual step backwards from God because you were upset? Have you ever gotten mad at God because something happened that you thought you didn't deserve? Have you ever gotten mad at God because what happened really hurt? You see, our love for God is like the dew. It's strong one minute and evaporates the next. And the prophet tells us because of that, the Lord disciplines us. He did it in a couple ways, the way Hosea says it. He says, he surrounded the people with the prophets. In other words, the people could not get away from God's word. They could plug their ears and not listen. They could not obey it, not heed it, ignore it, but it was ever present. And then the other thing it says here is that his judgments come. And his judgments are like the light. I remember that when I lived in Derrida, Louisiana, if you've never been there, don't go there. Okay? The state pet is a cockroach, you know, and they're large. And I was used to, before I went to Derrida, Louisiana, I was used to when you walk into a room and you turn on the light, the bugs run, right? Because there's light. In Derrida, Louisiana, you turn on the light and they sit and they look at you like, really? And if you give them a voice, it says, turn it off. And in fact, some come at you because they don't want the light on. That's Derrida, Louisiana with cockroaches. We too don't like the light. We don't like it when God points out our weaknesses, our failures, our inconsistencies, our lies, our coveting, you know, the wrongful desire within your heart, you know. We don't like it when God says you have to love your enemy and he knows we're not doing that. We don't like it. That judgment is like the light and it reveals it very clearly. It convicts us. It is like a spear that pierces the armor of our self-defense, you know, our self-excuses and everything else about us. It is the sledgehammer that knocks down our pride, you know, that we don't have to, and, you know, I'm better than them, and what are they worth? And his word is the light that pierces and permeates everything about us. And that's why in Hosea he talks about how, he says, I have slain them with my words. Yeah. But then it tells us also why we return to the Lord. He says, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down that he will bind us up. Now when we think of binding up, we think of tying people up. Maybe I do, because that's what I did with my brothers, you know. But this is about binding, like bandaging. It's like, you know, nurturing and again, giving them support. And so here you have this beautiful message. He does bring his light, and boy, does it hurt. And then he heals by his grace, his word of forgiveness, the words of hope. The words of just by his very presence that he still calls us his very own. And then, of course, if you picked it up, the message of Easter is in here. You know, and on the third day, he will raise us up. And in Christ, with whom we are baptized into, we are united with him in his death, right? By his stripes or by his wounds, we are healed. And yet, by his resurrection, we are lifted up. Why do we return? Why do we keep coming back to the Lord our God? Because he's the only reliable in our life. He's our strength, our rock, our fortress. You know the words from the Psalms, how it describes our Almighty God. We return to him because we are not the reliable ones. In fact, in the New Testament, it talks about when I am weak, then I am strong, because it is God who is now sustaining and strengthening and fortifying and just enriching. We return to God because there's no other one to go. Everything else fails. Everything else falters. Everything else ends. Ugh. Right? Everything ends when Christ comes. So Lent is a journey of repentance. It is a time to return to the Lord our God. It is a time where His light shines. And when it hurts, it is also a time of His healing and His comforting, His renewing, His restoring, and His lifting up. In Jesus, amen.